Vulnerable Democrats Hesitate to Criticize Biden's Botched Afghanistan Withdrawal. By Jacob Bliss on August 18, 2021. Vulnerable Democrats in tough races are starting to feel the heat build around them while hesitating to criticize President Joe Biden's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. As the Afghanistan crisis continues into day four, some of the members are reluctant to blame Biden. In contrast, the members are just horrified by the situation. Having Americans stuck in Kabul since the city fell into the hands of Taliban terrorists. Punchbowl News reported Representative Chris Pappas, DNH, released a statement saying scenes from Afghanistan are devastating. And going forward, there will be time to re-examine foreign policy failures over two decades that shaped today's events. Still, the United States needs to get the Americans home. Pappas did not mention Biden's failure in his statement. Representative Elaine Luria, DVA, tweeted her statement without mention of Biden as well. She said in time, that we will ultimately grapple with the failures that led the Taliban terrorists to take over Afghanistan, but we must keep our focus on taking every possible measure to evacuate American citizens and the partners. Representative Cindy Axn, DIA, the last elected congressional Democrat from her state, in a string of tweets said she was concerned how quickly the situation in Afghanistan deteriorated, but in the end claimed that she hopes to hear from Biden on the steps going forward. However, on Wednesday, Biden was making plans to change the subject back to the Chinese coronavirus 4 days after Kabul fell and thousands of Americans are stranded. Representative Elissa Slotkin, DME, after finishing a briefing Sunday regarding what was happening in Afghanistan, said in a Facebook post that there will be plenty of time to Monday morning quarterback, but we need the airport in Kabul open to all traffic, including civilian charters. Slotkin also failed to mention Biden, but included that the U.S. military must ensure the safety of that critical location. Days later, the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan sent out an email to evacuation requestees saying the United States government cannot guarantee your security while Americans try to make their way to the airport. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.